Active and new COVID-19 cases spiked in Ottawa over the last 24 hours, although there were no new deaths to report following Saturday's recorded death. On Sunday, November 28, Ottawa Public Health, OPH, reported 345 active cases in the city. That's up from Saturday's 310 and 61 new cases, also up from yesterday's 45. That means Ottawa represents 6.4% of all cases reported in Ontario on Sunday. This brings the total number of confirmed cases in the city since the pandemic started to 31,943. 9 of the new active cases are among children aged 0 to 9, 7 are among kids and teens aged 10 to 19, and 5 are among young adults aged 20 to 29. Ottawa's death toll remained at 618. No new outbreaks were declared in the city or in healthcare institutions, keeping the number of ongoing outbreaks at 2 and 8, respectively. Although, there were 2 new outbreaks at childcare and schools, bringing the total to 19 ongoing outbreaks. The outbreaks were declared at Maryvale Academy of Ottawa Elementary School, with 2 staff cases, and at Frank Ryan Catholic Elementary School, with 2 student cases. Hospital cases in Ottawa remained unchanged for another day, with 10 currently in hospital and 0 in ICUs. What did see an increase was the rate per 100,000 residents, which is now at 27.7, which is up from Saturday's 25.1. The positivity rate, on the other hand, remained at 1.7%. Public Health Ontario, PHA, has the Eastern Ontario Health Unit reporting 27 new cases on Sunday, up from Saturday's 12. The Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit recorded 4 new cases, slightly up from Saturday's 3. And the Renfrew County and District Health Unit had 2 new cases to report, down from Saturday's 5. Ontario, on the other hand, saw an increase in new daily cases on Sunday, and reported 964 new cases, that's up from Saturday's 854. This brings the total number of cases since the pandemic started to 617,015. 1 new death was also reported, bringing Ontario's death toll to 9,994. And in the last 24 hours, 558 more cases have resolved. There are now 122 people in hospital with the virus, which means 132 people were able to leave the hospital since Saturday. Meanwhile, 1 more person entered the ICU, bringing the current number of patients in the unit to 135, although 2 fewer people are now on a ventilator, now 85.